To mask or not to mask? It is a debate that seems to be growing a little louder as we move deeper into the COVID-19 pandemic. The Centers for Disease Control and here in California, Governor Gavin Newsom have both said this week that they are working on new guidelines and those may be out soon. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Shan So Lin and Dr. Robert Hecht. Both are with Yale University and Pharos Global Health Advisors. And both of you have advocated everyone who's outdoors wearing a mask. Can you give us the logic behind that?
Sure. Basically, we've been calling for masks for a couple reasons. One is that if you're asymptomatic, it can definitely help you keeping from spreading your germs to other people. And even if you're not infected, a non-medical cloth mask can protect you from others, from coughs and from sneezes. And also, we think most importantly, from keeping yourself from touching your face. If you can just keep the virus out from your nose and your mouth, you would actually never get infected. And that's why everyone's been calling for social distancing and frequent hand washing. But if you're outside, sometimes you can't do both those things. But a mask will protect you.
I mean, there's so many things going on here, right? We have lots of medical people talking about the size of the virus itself, the screening capability of an N95 mask versus a surgical mask versus something I whip up with a home sewing machine. So are we really talking about the blocking of the virus or about what you just described more about the awareness of touching the face and the awareness of the fact that we're all in this in some sort of a battle?
I would say it's all of those things. The mask will help to avoid touching your face and infecting others and becoming infected. It's also a sign of solidarity and awareness that hopefully spills over into other prevention areas. In our view, in terms of stopping the pandemic from rising and congesting the hospitals and overwhelming the health professionals, the two most underused tools that we have right now for prevention are increasing the availability of testing, which is still inadequate, and then the use of the masks. If the masks were added by the general public, along with the hand washing and the distancing, we would see a significant reduction in the number of new infections.
Do you worry that a call for masking will lead to a further run on the availability of the ones really needed for people on the front lines?
I'm so glad you asked that, because that's really, really important for everyone to understand. We're not saying that everyone should be wearing a medical mask. In fact, we're saying the opposite of that. The medical masks, and I mean the N95 masks and the surgical masks, are desperately needed by health workers. And if anyone has them at home, they should be sending them right now to their local hospital. It's unconscionable to be keeping them at home when you don't need them. What we're talking about are reusable masks. You can buy them on Amazon or Etsy for just a couple dollars. There's a lot of craft guilds that are opening up. I'm sure there's tons in California. We have a lot here in Massachusetts for people making them for everyone else for free. And if you don't have any of those, use a scarf. There are patterns online to make them out of T-shirts. You can even use bandanas. We would recommend doubling up bandanas since they're so thin. But you can really just use any cloth covering, really, just to tightly cover your mouth and your nose.
Let me ask both of you this, too. When we went through our siege with wildfire smoke here in the Bay Area about a year and a half ago, there were a lot of recommendations that people with compromised breathing, people with COPD or asthma, not adopt the use of a mask because the use of the mask could make it more difficult for them to breathe and trigger a dangerous event.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's different. I'm not a pulmonologist, but I can just take a guess at it. Cloth masks are not fine enough to filter out what are probably the PM 2.5 and smaller particles that you have for smoke. And I don't think a mask, you know, would help somebody with breathing problems against smoke like that. I know we're talking about a particle that's even smaller, but the virus particle travels often in like bigger droplets called, you know, aerosols, like from coughs and sneezes, and that's what the mask will protect you against.
I guess I should have been more clear in the question, though. The point that being made back then was for a lot of individuals, using a mask of any kind could make it more difficult for them to breathe and lead to problems that might be more important problems than whatever it was they were trying to avoid.
Well, for people in that situation, they should check with their doctors and weigh the trade-offs, avoiding being infected with COVID versus the difficulties it may create for their other pulmonary issues. It's very difficult to say. That'll have to be handled on a case-by-case basis. But for the vast majority of Californians, this is not going to apply. So if nine out of every 10 Californians were to start wearing a cloth mask, this is at least something that could be done right away without having to check with physicians on these special circumstances. And we would say in addition that it's not just a matter of wearing the cloth mask. Using it and using it properly is terribly important. By that I mean making sure that when you put it on, it's not an excuse then to touch your face or to fidget and readjust the mask. You need to leave it on and leave it alone. You need to take it off carefully at the ear loops, and you need to wash it once a day if you're out quite a bit, so that it's fresh and clean and sterilized when you put it on the next day.
Okay, final question for you, and that has to do with the number of people trying to get out of confinement and get some exercise, some fresh air. Should people riding a bike, jogging, be wearing a mask?
Oh my goodness, yes, please. Especially people, everybody, I shouldn't say especially, blanket everybody, but there's a lot of data now, old data from SARS, new data now coming out from Wuhan, that you can even be shedding virus even from exhaling. So if you're breathing hard because you're exercising, you absolutely need to be wearing a mask.
I go jogging every other day, even under COVID, down here by the Charles River in Boston, and I always have my mask on, and I think that's even more important than for those who are not huffing and puffing along the river.
Okay, thanks to both of you this morning. We appreciate your time, Dr. Shan So Lin and Dr. Robert Hecht with Yale University and Pharos Global Health Advisors.